Breakups are the worst, but getting over them and finding somebody who's compatible with you is going to be great for your life.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over how to get over a breakup, some things you can do to improve your life, and how to get yourself back out there. Before we get into all that, though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these four sections. The first of which is picking yourself up, then being your best self, then putting yourself out there, and then making a standout profile. Before I jump into this first one, though, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize our information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number one on my list, which is picking yourself up. So your ex broke up with you. That really sucks, but it's going to be best for you to try and move on. You need to remember that there are almost 8 billion people on this planet, and your ex is just one of them. There are plenty of fish in the sea for you to explore and find somebody who is more compatible with you. Clearly, there are better options that are going to be out there, and hanging on to the past is not something that's going to be beneficial for you. Mentally, picking yourself up and being able to look into the future rather than looking at the past is going to be the only way that you can get up and move forward. Think about it. You now have the freedom to decide things for yourself without having to take another person's opinions into consideration. This is going to be a huge benefit in your life right now. This might seem like something selfish at first, but honestly, this is also worded as people saying they're going to go find themselves, and that's exactly what you need to do. And the best way to find yourself is honestly to start working on yourself and building your own life. But that's going to bring us onto our next section. But before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys again about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list, which is working on yourself. So you've picked yourself up and you're ready to start working on yourself. Even if you aren't entirely over your ex, it's best not to wait too long before you get to this step. So honestly, even if you have to force yourself to get here, it's going to be worth it in the long run. Keeping yourself in a rut is not great, and so pushing yourself forward is going to be the best thing that you can do for yourself. So you've got to take action. But what does that action actually entail? Well, something that's simple really is honestly just getting a gym membership if you haven't already. I know that there are certain guys out there who aren't really gonna be into this, but hear me out. Looking your best self and feeling physically fit is going to feel so good. Even if you aren't in great shape right now, making yourself feel a little bit better is going to help yourself not just physically, but mentally as well. Outside of that, you want to start thinking about some goals for yourself. For example, there might be a certain amount of money that you've wanted to accrue. You should start figuring out how you can get there. Or maybe you have a passion for art and you haven't really expressed yourself in a while. Maybe there are places in the world that you've really wanted to travel to, but you simply just haven't had the opportunity. Well, now you do. All of these goals are great things for not only working on bettering yourself, but also making sure that you are having a more fulfilled life and you're even learning skill sets along the way. Before you know it, you'll be so focused on these goals that your ex will seem like a thing of the past. So this is going to move me onto number three on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me onto number three on my list, which is putting yourself out there. So you've managed to build a life for yourself. You have some goals and some hobbies, and you're even going to the gym regularly to keep yourself physically fit and happy. At this stage, you're seeming like one hell of an attractive bachelor, aren't you? Following these first steps that I've already mentioned is going to be extremely essential in making sure that when you go out on a date with somebody, you didn't just break up with your ex and you're a better person than you were when you were broken up with from your ex. In this scenario, you've built yourself up to be a better person, a more fulfilled person, and it's going to be an easier time for you in the online dating world. Think about it. You've created something for yourself, you're successful, you have all of these goals and ambitions, and this is something that is really attractive to other people. However, you are still living for you, right? So it's up to you to decide what your actual intentions are when you do join different online dating websites. Let me go over some different online dating websites really quick, and you can decide for yourself if they're good for you or not based on what your intentions are. And the first website I'd like to talk about is eHarmony. I'm sure everybody here has already heard of eHarmony before, as they're over two decades old and they're very successful in what they do. eHarmony has built a reputation for itself as being successful for users who are looking for serious long-term relationships. The real magic happens when users take their compatibility quiz. This is a requirement when creating an eHarmony profile and will take users about 30 to 45 minutes to complete. However, it will produce a personality profile for yourself. This personality profile will then determine who else on the eHarmony website is most compatible to you. With eHarmony being established for over two decades and with them garnering such a large reputation for successful relationships, you can be rest assured that eHarmony knows exactly what they were doing for those users who are seeking serious long-term relationships. The next website that I want to go over is Bumble, and Bumble's known as being the first online dating website to put women first. But how do they do this exactly? Well, Bumble is a dating app that works very similar to most other online dating apps today, where you swipe left to tell somebody that you don't want to match with them, and you swipe right to tell somebody that you do want to match with them. And when two users swipe right on each other, then a match is made. However, the main difference on Bumble is that women have to message first on Bumble, and they only have 24 hours to do so. Men cannot message women until they receive that first message. And when they do receive that first message, then they only have 24 hours to reply back. Once both of these criteria are met, then both users can communicate freely between each other. Having a dating app that is set up like this means that women aren't going to be bombarded with a ton of messages the second they join an online dating app. But this has an added benefit for men as well, as men are expected to send that first message. But in this app, they literally cannot. They are not allowed to do so. So that burden is then put on women. As far as user intention goes on Bumble, there are users who are looking for serious relationships, but there are also users who are looking for casual relationships. So if you're not really sure what your user intentions are, then I think this would be a great place for you to start. And the last website that I want to go over with you guys is Ashley Madison. Many of you may know Ashley Madison as the cheater dating website. And while this may be true, it's known for being a cheater dating website because it values privacy so much. On this website, you're allowed to blur your profile pictures. You can add masks to your pictures as well. And even in the app version, you can change the app logo and even what it says when a notification pops up. And while this may be a good formula for cheaters, it's also a good formula for those users who would rather their family and friends not know that they're on an online dating website. However, of course, because of the nature of this website, you're going to find that almost all users here are looking for casual dating, hookups, and one-night stands. So if this is something that you're looking into, then this will be a great website for you to utilize. You can find users here who are in open relationships and even users who are practicing polyamory. So if that's something that you've wanted to look into, then you could also utilize this website for that as well. So this is going to move me onto number four on my list. But before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number four on my list, which is making a standout profile. So you found a website that's going to be perfect for you to utilize, or even multiple websites, because there's no problem with doing that. However, the first step you should do before you start swiping through profiles or liking other people's profiles is ensuring that your own profile is in tip-top notch shape, because you want to make sure that those likes that you're sending out are going to get likes returned. So here are some good rules to know about making a great online dating profile, and we're going to start with the photo rules first. No matter what online dating website you are utilizing, for the most part, photos are going to be the primary reason why somebody matches with you on an online dating website. So when picking your profile pictures, you want to make sure that your profile pictures are clear, high quality, and easy to see. You want to make sure that your first photo is a clear image of your face, you making eye contact, and giving a friendly smile at the camera. And all of your other photos should be mostly you. Make sure that you're not only posting group photos on your dating profile. You, of course, want to make yourself look presentable as well. Don't be looking greasy and dirty and wearing pajamas, but don't be dressing up a ton either. Wearing some nice casual clothing and looking clean is the best way to go. You can also show yourself doing some of your favorite activities or hobbies, as this will also save some space in your bio. And if you have any pets, be sure to utilize them because people love photos of people with their pets. So now that we've gone over the photo rules, let's go over the bio rules. First things first, you should have a bio. Leaving it blank is just going to be a missed opportunity for you to be getting potential matches. You want to make sure that whatever you're writing in your profile is something that's clever and fun. You don't want to be saying anything negative like, I just broke up with my ex and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, because people are not going to want to go out on a date with somebody with that mentality. You can talk about what your favorite hobbies are or what you like to do, and be sure that you list your intentions as well. This will help ensure that people who are liking your profile are likely looking for the same thing that you are. Are you looking for something serious? Then you could say something along the lines of, I'm looking for somebody who I can feel comfortable around. Or are you looking for something that's more casual? You could say something like, I'm here for a fun time, not a long time. And no matter what online dating website you decide to sign up for, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page first. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!